Good morning. We're continuing here the Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chof Ches, and we're learning some base. The Chayyot introduces a case where a person is pulling on some type of a string, which draws the beggar more tightly around itself. So if that's done not for the purpose of getting it on and off for size, etc., but more in order to create the form of the beggar, so this act of pulling on the string is going to be a problem. Now, the Chayyot is going to differentiate, and this is the halacha, if there are established holes which are there, so it's made to pull on, open and close. That's the fact that you have established holes, reinforced, let's say, even. So it's clearly made to open and close, so that's not going to be a problem. But if it doesn't have that, even though the person does it for a short period of time and plans to eventually change that, it's still going to be usur. They have holes in the beggar. There's a thread or there's a string. And he pulls them together with the string. I'm concerned that that person would be dealing with this at the Raisa, even if though the thread is in there from before Shabbos. And he pulls it together over Shabbos. I think that's going to be a concern of the malacha of Tavor. It's made that every time you put it on, you tighten it. When you take it off, you loosen it. And the holes are a little bit larger. So it's clearly that indicates that this is made to be done on a regular basis, as opposed to you happen to be doing it for longer or shorter, but it's not nigger that's what it's made for. But over here, the fact that you have these holes, which are a little bit larger, it made to easily put the chutah mashicha in, it's supposed to be there. It's also make it easier to pull it in and pull it out. So that's mutter. But even in that case, if the person leaves it there sometimes like that, even though this time he's not, he's had to take it to undo it. Since it's something which a person might leave there for a period of time, that's going to be problematic. Now, one of the questions with that credit deal with over here, the car, they talked about something which seems to be that it's not Shalkayama. The person is not planning to leave it there permanently. It's made to go in and out. And we're saying it's only mutter because the holes are Rechavim Ksas, otherwise it's Usser. So apparently we're not using a heter of Tfirah Shal Kayama, which you mentioned before, that the Ramah and Shimon Shin Yud Zion says there's a heter of Ena Shal Kayama when it comes to Tifer, just like there is in regards to Kosher. Here we seem to be ignoring that. There seems to be three approaches to this question. It's a steer in the Ramah, because the Ramah and Shin Yud Zion mentions this heter of Tfirah Shein Shal Kayama, and over here in Shin Mem, he does not argue on the Mechaber who says that this is Usur. So one approach is Shlomo Zalman says that he's relying on what he said before in Shin Yud Zayin. He really holds both cases are mutter. He's relying on what he said before. One approach is from the Chassidish that he holds both cases are actually Usur. And he has to answer the case over there. The approach of many Achrayim, however, is to differentiate between the Malach of Kareya and the Malach of Teufer. When you're dealing with Teufer, the Ramah's Maskim, the idea of pulling it together is a concern, because that's the Malach of Teufer, you're pulling it together. What he's allowing in Shin Yud Zayin is, in regards to the Malach of Kareya, we said the Kareya is the opposite of Teufer. Every time you're doing Kareya, you're removing the Tfiris. So he said, oh, well, if it's not Shalkayama, you're allowed to remove the Tfiris. So regards to Teufer, we're going to be Macher. Regards to Kareya, we're going to be Mekel. So why should it be more Mekel by Kareya than Teufer? Because it wasn't Kareya Manas Tzaken. So it's not a derisa. So there he's Samech on the Swar of Enosh HaKayama, and he's going to say it's Mutter to do it. However, when you're dealing with the pulling it together, that's a concern on the derisa level. That's the Malach of Teufer. So then the Ramah is Maskim to be Macher. And that would be the understanding that Rabbi Yashiv is quoted in that, and they have that approach. The Menachos Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, and others, they all have this approach. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that the Iker of the Rama is make of both cases, and he didn't speak up again over here because he spoke about it before already. And the other Chayim do not like that teretz. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue further in the Chayyotim tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.